Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shavuos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Echad Anichnas Le'azara. Whether we're talking about someone who enters the original part of the Azara, that's the main courtyard where the Mizbeach stood. The Echad Anichnas Le'Toisefes Le'Azara. In other words, originally, this area was not part of the Azara, but they added on this area later and made it part of the Azara. We're soon going to see how you can do that. The Mishnah explains. It's not simple. You can't just say, well, we decided, like, you know, someone says, I'm going to extend my dining room, I'll build into the backyard. No, it doesn't work the way with the Azara. She'ein mesifin al ha'ir. You can't make additions to the city of Yerushalayim, which has Kedusha, v'yalu Azarais, or to the Azarais. Now, what do we mean Azarais? Lashon Rabbim. How many Azarais were there? Well, there was the Ezras Yisrael, there was the Ezras Kehanim. That's the area around the Mizbeach. And if you want to add on to that, you can't do it, Ella, unless you have the following. It has to be done b'melech, with the approval of the king, v'navi, v'navi has to be maskim, v'urim v'tumim. What is the urim v'tumim? Some people think the urim v'tumim are the stones that the Kohen Gadol carried on his chest. Well, close, but not 100% right. The urim v'tumim was actually a piece of parchment that Hashem's name was written on. And it was inserted in the fold of the choshen, the plate that had the stones in it, that the Kohen Gadol carried on his chest. When the Yidden were Zeichen, they had the Urim Betumim, they could ask Shilas to Hashem, and the answer came through the Urim Betumim. The stones on the choshen would light up, and it would spell out the answer. You also had to have Ube Sanhedrin Shal Shivim Ve'echad, the great Sanhedrin of the 71 judges, like we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. The Rabban Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever I show you here with the Tavnis HaMishkan and the image of the Kelim, the Chain Tasu, that extra pasuk comes to teach us, explains about Tanura, that just like during the days of Moshe there was a king, a Navi, a Kohen Gadol, the Urim Betumim, the 70 Zekanim, the same is true L'Doyreis, for future generations. Furthermore, to expand the Azara, or Yerushalayim, Ubishtei Toides, there had to be two loaves of bread from two carbon tidies. Now, when you bring a carbon tide, it comes along with 40 breads. 10 of three types of bread that are matzah, not chametz, and 10 that are chametz. Generally, who brings a carbon tide? One who was saved from a midbar, came through a midbar, crossed an ocean, got better after he was sick, or was released from prison. But here, too, if you wanted to add on, they would bring two carbon tidies, and one chametz loaf from each of them was used to bring Kedusha to the new part. Each loaf was carried by a kohen, and there was like a march. They walked around the entire area that was being added. Weiter sagt der Mishnah ubeshir, and with song. The Levim sang, Arimimcha Hashem, kidilisani, ubez din mahalchen. The Sanhedrin, all 71 members, marched. Ushtei toidois achrayem. And the two Taidais were behind them. The Taisus Yamtov explains it was actually Bezdin, Taidais, and Bezdin. That was the formation. The Gemara dashes that from Sukkim. Now, only the members of the Sanhedrin had to actually be there in this procession. The king didn't have to be there. The Navi didn't have to be there. The Urim Vetum didn't have to be there. They had to give permission. V'chal Yisrael Achrayim and all of Klal Yisrael walked behind the Sanhedrin. And they walked this way until they reached the end of the area that they wanted to add on, to include, to annex into Kedusha. And after the march, a pnimis necheles, the inner loaf was eaten, v'chitzoinen esrefes. Now, what's called the inner loaf? What's called the outer loaf? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One shita holds that the two loaves were carried side by side. According to that shita, that they were carried side by side, the one closer to the new wall that they walked around is the inner one, and the one further away from the wall is the outer one. According to another shita, they weren't carried side by side, they were carried one behind the other. So the one closer to the Sanhedrin is considered the inner one, and the one in front was considered the outer one. The Mishnah concludes, V'chal shalei nasa b'chal elu, if they tried to add on to the Azara or to Yerushalayim, and it was not made with all of the things over here in the Mishnah, that the king approved, that the Navi approved, the Urim V'tumim approved, and the Sanhedrin was there with the march, then a nichnas l'sham ain chayav in a lev. Someone's going to enter over there while he's done there, he wouldn't be chayav a carbon for it. Says the Batanura, so what did they do by Bayesheni? There was no Urim Vetumim. And there was no king. And the answer is, says the Batanura, that the Kiddusha of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kiddusha, says the Batanura, Shekidesh Loimah HaBayis Bidashayna, stayed on. It's only if you want to add to the city or add to the Azar that you have to do all these things. And Anachanami, nothing was added during the times of Bayesheni. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if you want to add on to the Azara or to your Shalayim, you couldn't just call a contractor. There was a process. How to add Kiddusha. It required consent from the king. The Navi had to agree. They would ask the Urim, the Tumim. And you asked the Sanhedrin. You had to ask the Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'echad as well. In the actual procession, you had the Sanhedrin walking, two Toidais. Then, as we explained from the Tosfos, Yom Tov Sanhedrin behind them, the Levim were singing. What exactly they were singing is a shaila in the Rishonim. And Klal Yisrael followed. In regard to the two carbon Toidas, the Pnimis was eaten, the outside was burnt. We said there's a Machlekes, what that means. According to the Shita, that the two loaves were carried side by side, the one closer to the new wall, that was considered the inner one, and the one further away from the wall is the outer one. According to the Shita, they were carried one behind the other. The one closer to the Sanhedrin is the inner one. So whatever is called the Pnimis that was eaten, the Chatzayna was burnt, that was according to the Navi. The Navi teaches us that, as the Batanura explains. And if you didn't follow all of these requirements, then you can officially say you added on. You can physically build a new wall, but still someone who comes in there, Tameh, won't be Chayiv. Because unless, again, it's done the way the Mishnah says it has to be done, you don't have an extension of the Kiddushah.